introduce into the studio a young authoress on the island who's just released her very first book called The Emperor of Ten. Please welcome Ellie Quatso into the studio. Good afternoon, Ellie. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, yeah. Not too bad at all. Now, don't be nervous.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah, you shush. So, you've just released this new book. First book ever.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start it?
So, started writing it, I think, when I was about 10 years old. And then it fizzled out a little bit. And then lockdown provided a very unique opportunity for me to really get back into it. And it kind of went from there. So about 3 or 4 or 5 years later, here we are, published and ready to go.
I bet you never thought you'd see the day.
I didn't.
No. Oh, it's wonderful. So have you always known you wanted to be a writer? Because I've known you for a while and you've always been talking about writing books and coming up with all these sorts of stories. Is it something that you've always been passionate about all through
your life? Definitely. I was an avid reader as a little girl. It's all I did. I loved reading. And I really loved that when you can step into a portal into another world. Yeah. And that really attracts story writing to me. And then drawing obviously sits with it because I love to write and draw.
Now, that's the interesting thing, because you've done all of your own illustrations yourself as well, haven't you?
I have, yes.
This is brilliant. A lot of it is all self, you know, self. Is it self-taught as well? Did you have to go to any courses, do any classes for this?
Oh. No, obviously my granddad was a really good artist. He used to teach me to paint watercolours with the tip of a paintbrush when I was five.
Yeah.
But from that point on, I think because he loved drawing and I was watching him draw all the time, I love drawing, and it's not something I ever thought I could combine. The two. I kind of lost my love of drawing, but it's definitely back.
I hope
it's not going anywhere.
Now, I've seen some, because I follow you on Instagram, I've seen some of your drawings. You do a lot on the tablet as well.
I do.
Which, does it make life a lot easier that you can sort of like go back and scrub out and redo it again? And
It does. It has its own challenges. I find the only good thing is that I can't wear the paper out, so if I do it on
that
paper,
is a good thing.
And I keep rubbing it out and making mistakes, I usually end up with a piece of paper that's no good anymore. Yeah. So
very eco-friendly as well. We're all about that. So there you go. Promote that as big as you can. So tell us a little bit about your book now. It's called The Emperor of Ten. What does it involve? It's a fantasy novel, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So let's have a little bit of insight of the character.
So, we follow five characters, so five points of view.
Right, we do.
And it begins with a little girl called Lydia, who is up in the night playing when she sees a hand come around the door.
Chases it,
views it as a call to adventure, and then everything spirals off of that. And we get the POV of the character she mistakenly thinks is a princess. We get the POV of the prince, the emperor, and the unusual character that is the last of his kind. So we see how all of it intertwines, and I do a lot of back and forth.
It sounds it, doesn't it? So, I mean, we've got quite a few characters there. We've got a last of its kind. So we're talking about like a fantasy novel, science fiction-y, is it?
Definitely.
Bit of a love romance interest in there at all?
100%.
It has to be, doesn't it? It
does. Can I just chip in with one?
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
I mean, that sounds fascinating. So what was the inspiration?
So many, many years ago, I had a friend who was very interested in sci-fi, and they introduced me to Star Trek and all manner of things.
Sounds about right.
And being the kind of child that I was looking through a history book of the Aztecs, and I was absolutely fascinated that there was one deity, and then there was like 9 or 10 deities around it. And so from that came this sci-fi / Aztec that just grew and grew and grew and grew. And because I've always written, I was able to incorporate some of, so the book I won an award on,